listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
Hour number two of The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340, FM 101.5, and as always, live stream in the app, WKGN app, powered by Hops and Hollers, Tennessee Bar doing Tennessee things. Oh man, let's hit the reset button just a little bit, continue our coaching search talk. Who you gonna get? Also, approaching 5 days, no Russell Smith, no Russell W. Smith light at the end of that tunnel anytime soon. You reach out to Russ, find out when he's coming back. I'd like to know. He's putting a lot of work on my plate. Also, no Bear today. Imagine that. No Russell, no Bear. Huh. Kind of a coincidence, huh? It's okay. I'm here for you. Chance Collins subbing in for Russell Smith. I've been here. Let's see. It's 5 days going on now. Kind of getting a little comfortable in the big boy chair.
Bring back the triple underscore.
Bring back the triple underscore. A lot of people looking for us are wondering. You have to ask him what's going on. You got to reach out to that man at Russell Triple Underscore Smith on Twitter. Oh man, Willie, he gave us some coaching choices for him. Mike Leach, Justin Fuente, those are some guys I've been looking at. The groomers. That pretty Chucky doll at the top of the shelf. The groomers, they'll never stop. Jarrett Garantano named the starter for South Carolina on Saturday. Game time at noon. Going to try to catch up with David Cloninger covering the South Carolina Gamecocks of the state down there in Columbia. Going to try to get him on tomorrow. See what the pulse is like in Columbia heading to Neyland Stadium. But, yeah, how do you feel about Jarrett Garantano getting the start on Saturday? We got a poll question up at Fox Sports Knoxville. Our smoking hot question of the day was, how do you feel about the offense with Jarrett Garantano starting? Will the offense, you get three choices, look better, look the same, or look worse? With 55% of the vote, look the same. Kind of what Nathan echoed in the first segment, the first hour. Kind of thinks it's going to look the same. Not much is different. Boomer Dangle's in the house, local beat reporter here for Fox Sports Knoxville. He just walked into the house. Yeah, Jarrett Garantano leading the offense out. He's going to get a full 60 minutes. He's going to get to lead his boys. We'll see what happens. We also have another question up for you. Toyota Knoxville poll. Bigger disappointment to you, the Vols season or the United States men's national team not reaching the World Cup for the first time since 1986? 81% of the vote say the Vols season.
Wow.
A lot of Patriots out there not being too patriotic. Wow. They're being patriotic for the big orange, not for the red, white, and blue. That kind of shocked me a little bit. I'm not gonna say I'm a little bit shocked on that. I figured that, you know, everybody wants to see their country competing, whether it's you're watching the Olympics, you know. Not even a lot of us care about Winter Olympics, but we'll watch because of red, white, and blue, or we want to support our country.
Yeah.
And even if you don't know anything about soccer, I'm like what Rick said. He doesn't like soccer that much, but I'm sure he enjoys watching the World Cup with friends. It's a great environment. You get to sit around the bars with the friends. You know, more importantly, we would have been down at Hops and Hollers. We'll still get down there and watch some World Cup games, but it's not going to be the same without our faithful red, white, and blue representing the United States in the World Cup. It's going to be a little bit different. Not going to be too much more of, I believe that we will win. That stops. It stopped last night. You heard Taylor Twellman. How do you fix this? What can the United States do going forward to make sure they're putting a better product on the field? We're going to take a call from Jeffrey. Jeffrey, on The Drive. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing great, man.
I think if we get our athletes that are playing basketball and football to play soccer, we'll have a better chance.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think that's a big problem. I think that the United States has to start funding more soccer programs. Here's the thing. People are not playing football as much, so this can be a great alternative. We'll be better. They got to start having these institutions in the urban areas. They do. They got to reach out to minorities and a lot more of the athletes in the urban areas to get them on board and get those kids playing soccer.
I mean, soccer's the cheapest game. All it requires is a ball.
Not true.
Really? What's cheaper?
See, that's how we know you don't watch a lot of soccer.
You're very right. I don't.
Well, you know, in the past, you're right. You just need a ball, get out there, work on your skills. But today, to be able to compete with the Europeans, with the stars that are playing professional soccer, it's the travel leagues. That's probably about $2,500 out of a parent's pocket. It's, you know, it's traveling constantly, playing on these club teams in your communities, and that's how kids are getting better.
And you see our best athletes are doing that in the summertime, but they're playing AAU and they're playing football.
Yeah, you're right, playing football, 707 camps. They're playing AAU basketball. And because I did this in the summertime, I played baseball. They're playing travel baseball in the winter, in the fall, in the summertime. And you're seeing a lot more kids doing that. And that's what we got to do, man. You got to keep up with the stars in the game. If you want to get better, got to have more institutions reach out to minorities in the urban areas. You got to go out after the athletes, like you said. You go after some of these kids playing basketball, football. Think about some of those kids in Apopka, Florida, and other places like that if you actually start some true, legit soccer programs.
Or just think about your average NFL tight end now playing goalie.
Yeah. A lot of great athletes.
Jason Witten was standing in a goal somewhere with his hands, his range of motion.
That's true.
Nothing would get past him.
LeBron James. I mean, just think about it. I mean, the possibilities. And there's a lot of good athletes out there. I mean, it's the truth. You guys are shaking your head. Thanks for the call, Jeffrey. These guys are shaking their head. But if you want to be better, you have to have the best athletes playing.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a matter of you know, I think it's a matter of starting them young playing soccer. Like,
yes.
Like Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan couldn't go and play baseball.
Well,
he's the best basketball player.
Well, that's
you just
true.
Have to sell.
Yeah, you got
to
start them
young.
Yeah. And that's why you see, you know, the athletes that we do have in football, the ones that are the 5 stars, 4 stars entering college football, basketball, what have you, NFL, NBA, they started at a young age. That's the goal. Tiger Woods started playing golf at 3 years old. Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson, the list goes on. Ricky Fowler, what's the guy's name who's doing really good right now? I can't think of one. Jordan Spieth.
My boy.
The list goes on. And on, you got to start them off young. 865-546-8200. We're talking United States men's national team collapse. Obviously, UT all day, every day. Phone lines are open. Couple lines open for you. Talk Jarrett Garantano getting the start against South Carolina. Let's take a call from Philly. Philly, you're on the drive. How you doing today, sir?
What do you say, Chancellor?
It's just me.
Where's
just me.
Brian?
You know, he's playing a little hooky, I think.
Whenever sabbatical.
Whenever Russell's not here, yeah, they're both on sabbaticals. Whenever Russell's not here, he's not the same person,
is
he?
I don't understand. I mean, Russell acts like he's the president, and then Barrett Bryan acts like he's the vice president.
A little bit.
What's going on?
A little bit.
Do all the work. I mean, kind of crazy, ain't it?
I'm here. Somebody's got to do the show, Philly. Somebody's got to pay the bills.
I appreciate you doing it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I mean, that soccer talk.
I know. That was boring you. That was boring you. I know.
Well, I mean, all honesty, there's a better chance of Butch Jones getting Atlanta than America ever winning the World Cup.
No, you're absolutely right. There's not enough kids playing the sport. And, you know, if we had our better athletes out there playing, we might be able to dominate. I just want us to be good at everything and dominate every sport.
Of course. We're selfish.
Well, I mean, it's not in their culture. Maybe in 100 years that America might be that good.
Yeah,
maybe if football ever goes extinct.
Philly, what you think about Jarrett Garantano leading out the offense? It's official now. Butch Jones had his presser today. It's official. Jarrett Garantano will start. What's the offense going to look like, Phil? Look better?
It probably look terrible, either one of them in there. Neither one of them has looked good this year. I mean, Dorman looked, you know, pretty good in the second half against Georgia Tech. But outside of that, I mean, it's been a wash. I mean, and he had a couple good throws against Florida.
Yeah, I'm with you, Phil. I'm like you. I'm waiting for the basketball to kick off. Interesting notes that I heard from the team. Rick Barnes, very proud of the depth that he has this year. He talked about it in practice. He's seeing a lot more guys. They're competing harder, bringing in James Daniel, bringing in Chris Darrington. So that puts a lot more pressure on Jordan Bone, and also Lamont Turner. Is that his name? I went blank for a second. Lamonte Turner, excuse me. Putting a lot of pressure on those guys, making them compete now in practice. How you feeling about basketball? You ready for it to kick off?
I didn't call to talk about basketball, but since you brought it up, has Boomer Dangle been over and watched them practice?
Boomer just got – he has been over to practice.
Well, maybe you can get him on some segment and talk about what the basketball team looks like, because really you can't tell unless somebody actually sees them, and, you know, and they don't let anybody go over and watch practice.
It's been pretty tight-lipped, you know, with the practice. You know how they are now with all that. Boomer just got back in from being over at the Hill, so we'll get his thoughts. We'll try to get him on later on the show.
Back to the Garantano guys, I mean, Butch Jones is stupid. I mean, Jeke's right. I mean, they should have never said Garantano was going to start. They should have just sprung it on South Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, Butch Jones is an idiot. Have we ever done anything outside the box over there since he's been there? I just done forgot it.
Not that I can recall. I mean, his offense was supposed to be exotic and, you know, I guess outside the box, but it's pretty mediocre at best.
And that offensive line hadn't blocked anybody all year except Trey Smith every once in a while.
Yeah, he's doing his job, but still looks a lot of the same troubles they had on the offensive line last year, which is tough to accept when you got a guy in Dallas Thomas who was at one time like a Remington he was supposed to be on the Remington Award watch list. So they got some athletes, Trey Smith, Tatum. But what are they doing? There's no development.
Well, yeah, and South Carolina shut down Arkansas's running game, and I'd say they're going to try to do the same thing to us, and they'll probably do it, and we'll have to throw to beat them. And our throwing right now is almost atrocious.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I don't really see them doing – that well if it comes down to a game where Tennessee's forced to throw the ball around more than like 20 times. I think you lose that ball game. If you get in a shootout, I think you lose that ball game.
Do you think Tennessee can run on them?
It's going to be interesting. Will Muschamp, man, he's always had great defense. Obviously, he's a defensive coach, a longtime coordinator. I don't think so. I guess like you say, if you get in that shootout and you have to throw, I think they're going to lose the game.
Why is Tennessee favored? Tennessee's not near as good as they was last year, and South Carolina's a lot better than they were last year. Is it just an inflated line because Tennessee's playing at home?
I think it's that, Tennessee playing at home, and then inflated line because the odds makers are trying to get some people to they had some people betting on Tennessee. But, yeah, man, like they're not the better team, much worse from last year. And then you get the benefit of the doubt, you're home. And also, South Carolina being without Debo Samuel, I guess that plays a part. But they look pretty damn good.
Yeah. Is it true there's a rumor going around that Russell went to Cuba? See you.
Thank you for the call,
Cuba.
Philly. Appreciate it. 865-546-8200 if you want.
Rick, I want to help you out, man. Just so you know, I don't know. I'm not really a veteran around here, but I think you have to turn your mic on before you talk into it. I think that's how you get it.
Yeah, that's twice now today I've done that.
Rick's a fast learner. It's not easy being over there and produce and be on the show. Everybody,
we appreciate
thinks,
you, Rick.
Everybody
yeah, you know,
thinks it's easy.
We had to get these guys on the phone, you know, so I had to turn my mic off so I could answer the phone. I just forgot to put it back.
It happens to the best of us, Rick. It happens to the best of us. Call us up, 865-546-8200. Weigh in on that. Coming up, I'm going to have the docket brought to you by the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Visit their website at reckintoacheck.com. Now, to the docket.
Ex-NHL player Ray Emery was arrested last month for allegedly getting violent and threatening his then-fiancé, Keisha Shante, during a 2016 incident. TMZ Sports reports. Emery was arrested September 18th in Hamilton, Ontario. We're told Shante, a singer and former host of BT's 106 in Park, had initially gone to the authorities seeking a restraining order against Emery, claiming he had abused her for several times from July until September of that year. Sources say Shante presented what she believed to be hard proof, and cops determined there's now enough evidence to warrant an arrest for assault. Emery was taken into custody for assault with a weapon and uttering a threat. He was released on bail. Due back in court later this month. Emery played in the NHL for 11 years, won a Stanley Cup with the Chicago Blackhawks in 2013, dated Shante for 7 years, engaged until the summer when Shante publicly announced the wedding was off. Several attempts were made to reach Emory for comment, but were unsuccessful. I'd say that. Say you start beating up on somebody. Start threatening them. They have to get a restraining order against you. Ray Emory, probably going to call the wedding off. Not a good look. Not a good look for the former NHL vet Stanley Cup champion. Not a good look at all, fellas. That is the docket. Brought to you by Ogle Elrod and Burrill, East Tennessee's premier personal injury law firm. Let OEB take the burden off your shoulders so you can focus on recovery. They'll deal directly with the insurance company to secure the best possible outcome in your case. Call today to schedule a free consultation or to check with them about the Equifax credit report breach at 865-546-1111. That's 865-546-1111. They'll come to you or actually go online to wreckintoacheck.com. Ogle Elrod and Burrill sponsoring the docket and checking Check It or Wreck It every day right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Troubling news still at the helm, at the hill over there. I want to dig back into later on the next segment. We're going to talk about expectations for the offense, what they need to do for Jared Garantano to be successful on Saturday, what the plan should be, look at some keys to victory, I suppose. But what do you feel about Garantano being named the starter? Butch Jones, even dating back to his Central Michigan days, Cincinnati days, obviously the successful years here in Rocky Top, always had a mobile quarterback whenever he's had success. Always had a mobile quarterback. That's what his offense runs on. You need a mobile quarterback for that offense. Butch waiting now seems to me like the last move he's held out in his back pocket just for this time.
That's what it feels like, man.
That's exactly what it feels like. You need a – even if Garantano, they both struggled. Neither one separated themselves in the camp. Although we were told Dormady did, but then when we saw him, we could tell, and we saw Garantano. Neither one is really better – that much better than the other quarterback. But if you're Butch Jones approaching the hot seat year, you hear the chatter. We understand how critical he is of himself. Hearing reports, you know, we heard reports of how, you know, people have worked with him, how they say that he operates. Kind of seems to me like a last-minute ploy. Seems like the long con. Seems like Butch Jones is playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers with this quarterback controversy. What do you guys think? We're going to keep talking about this, obviously, until the game. But it seems like a little bit of the long con. Seems like Butch holding out to save his job, to stop some of the chatter by putting in the quarterback that he knew he needed all along to be in there for his offense.
I think a lot of this talk about mobile quarterback being in Butch's offense would make a lot of sense in the offseason before this year when there was a quarterback competition, or they told us there was a quarterback competition, when Dormady and Garantano were competing. But it became very evident, very clear, right before the season started in fall camp that Dormady was the number one guy. And while that coaching staff and Butch Jones specifically said they were going to split time, even in the season, in the game, split time in the game, it became clear that they were leaning Dormady. So for me, at that point, Butch Jones at that point is saying, okay, Dormady offers us something more from a offensive standpoint than Garantano does across the board. And because Dormady's not really athletic, not really anything of a runner, we can just assume and hope that that's his passing ability. And we've seen some, you know, short-range passing game be okay. He's been accurate with the short passes. But anything farther than 8-10 yards has been really just pitiful and inaccurate. So if we say the mobile quarterback will help the offense, but teams are stacking the box against Tennessee in the run anyway, to me, Butch Jones knows that they're not going to be able to throw Jared Garantano out on Saturday and have him rush for 100 yards and throw for 250 and be Jalen Hurts and be Kelly Bryant and be the dual threat guy that's going to spark the team. He knows that's not going to happen. For me, this is just to create what everybody has been talking about today. It's like it'll be a new look for Tennessee at offense, at quarterback on Saturday. A new look. Maybe this will spark something. It'll be a change for Tennessee's offense.
Spark off the bench.
it's not going to be a change. We've seen Jarrett Garantano at quarterback. This is not a guy that's been on the bench. It's not a Riley Ferguson that we haven't seen play. We've seen him play at quarterback in meaningful times during the game. We've seen him out there. He hasn't been impressive. The team hasn't played tons better for him. We haven't seen any indication that he's going to come out and be the spark Tennessee needs Saturday. And if he is, then it's just more of an indictment on the coaching staff that he hasn't been out there until now after the bye week when Tennessee's blown out 41-0 by Georgia.
You know what I think? Here's so when we were in the offseason, right, you looked at Quint Dormady, and to me, I don't know about you guys, but he was kind of the cookie-cutter quarterback, right? He was just this big dude. You know he had a big arm, and that's what we've been told. But Guarantano was like the shiny new toy, you know, the one that everyone wanted to see. Everyone thought there was going to be Josh Dobbs 2.0 and a continuation. And I think that, you know, maybe Butch knew that. You know, you got to put on your tinfoil hat here. But maybe that was his plan like all along, like you were saying, Chance. Maybe he knew that the fans were always going to want Jarrett because he's just like what we just had success with, or at least in theory he is. You know, so he kept him. He kept him in the back of his pocket. He said, man, this, you know, I might have to play this card.
Pull
I might
Trump
have,
card out.
Yeah, I might
it.
Have to throw in Guarantano to fill up my stadium. So I think that he held back the shiny new toy, the toy that everybody wanted to play with, all the kids wanted to play with, until something like this, until he had his back to the wall.
If you agree with us, if you think Butch held back, 865-546-8200 is the number to call to weigh in with us. 865-546-8200. What do you think? Butch saving this all along to hold his hat, hang his hat on something, to give you a little bit of what if, a little promising future for you? Is this promising for the offense?
Chance, Rick, you know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like a little bit of when Worley wasn't getting it done in 2000, I guess it would have been 13.
Uh-huh.
And people kept going, throw Peterman in there, like, please put Nathan Peterman in the ball game. He can't do any better. And while the games themselves, the game situations are a little different as far as Tennessee playing South Carolina this weekend and Tennessee going into the swamp in that game, it feels like we're at the point where Butch Jones and Tennessee, looking back, we still kind of use this. We get to look at Peterman's mess up in that game as the excuse. And Butch Jones kind of threw something out there just in case Worley didn't play well. So then, of course, when Peterman didn't play well as the starter, then everybody was like, well, okay, maybe we're just kind of riding out with Worley then. I see this kind of as a similar scenario where if Butch plays Jarrett Garantano and he doesn't play well, then Butch Jones assumes the fans will go, okay, well, yeah, we just got to trust Dormady and assume that he works some of the issues out and he works some of the passing issues out and that the offense will get a little better if we just stick with the quarterback. I can just see that with me.
Yeah, I can see a lot, too. Tell us what you're thinking, 865-546-8200. Quick timeout. Come back. Tell you what MLB games, I think that's just the one. Might discuss that a hot second really fast. What are you watching right now? The Vols got you pissed off. You turned your focus to you watching some baseball. You getting ready for the Cubs. You a Yankees fan. What is it? 865-546-8200 to talk to us. Quick timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Welcome back to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Maybe you should slide on over to Select Fitness, Sutherland Avenue across from West High School. Boomer Dangle walked in. He said, what's that smell, Chance? I'm always meal prepping. They can help you as well if you're meal prepping over there, your diet, your nutrition choices. Rehab and injury. Lots of ladies over there. Yoga classes, CrossFit-type workouts. Every Saturday, Weekend Warriors at 9 a.m. Personal trainers. It's for the serious lifters who want to bulk up and make big gains. It's also for just the guys who just want to get their life back in order, shed a couple pounds, just get in a little bit better shape. While wait, check out SelectKnox.com today. Call them up, 865-919-1348. As always, a relaxed, no-pressure environment, and they offer discounts to military personnel, federal and state employees, college students, and always Big Blue. Discounts for police officers over there. Go on over there and check them out or visit SelectKnox.com today. All right, before we left off, Nathan and Rick, these are the Young Bucks. They want to do some analysis. We don't do that a lot on The Drive, but
young
these guys want to. What are the things that Tennessee has to do Nathan asked me, in order for the offense to be successful for Jarrett Guarantano. We're going to go around the room. I'll let Nathan start it off.
I think Tennessee has to get the ball in as many athletes' hands as possible. Whether that be handing it off, get it to John Kelly and Ty Chandler in the backfield, or little swing passes. I know that it's been frustrating to see the little dump-off passes and screen passes from Tennessee for a while, but I think there's a purpose for some of them, and I think you can get a lot more creative with things like bubble screens, quick passes and hitches and things like that. And you can play, you can help defensive play honest that way. You can get some defenders out of the box. And also, you get the ball in guys like Tyler Bird's hands and Josh Smith's hands and Marquez Calloway's hands and let them do their thing, because if you're having trouble getting the ball down the field, you still need to get the ball into your playmakers' hands. And if, like I said, teams are going to be loading the box against Tennessee, you've still got to get the ball to Marquez Calloway. He can't just go 60 minutes without two touches. It just can't do that. He's the second-best player in Tennessee's offense right now, and Tennessee's got to get him the ball. So I think some short passes only to get Guarantano going, and then I think in the opposite way, they need to give him some shots downfield and let guys like Josh Palmer and Marquez Calloway try and help him out. Let your guys go make a play is what I really think. I think it'll help his confidence. I think it'll help the offense get going, because if you're one of two, but that one is for 50 yards, then you're 50 yards down the field versus trying to run 10 plays at 5 yards a play, which is what it feels like Tennessee's trying to do every drive. So for me, just get the ball in your playmaker's hands and take some shots deep.
You know, I agree with that. I agree that you got to get the ball into the playmaker's hands, but I think before that, I think the offensive line has to block, you know? You got to give the guy time. I mean, it's got to be – I've never done it myself
more
personally,
physical.
Even though I feel like maybe I could if I really tried hard enough, but I've never been a quarterback in the SEC before. So for Guarantano, as a young gun as he is, I just think you got to give him time. You got to give him space. I don't want to see the guy turning and running and scrambling all game. I just think that's not a position that we want to be in. So in order to let him throw the ball downfield, as you're saying, I think he's got to do that. But I think that you just got to give him time in the pocket. I think that whether he's throwing it, whether it's a read option, whether you're handing it off, blocking will be critical this game. I really think so.
Yeah, 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in with your thoughts on what Tennessee needs to do in order for Jarrett Guarantano to be successful on Saturday against Will Muschamp and those South Carolina Gamecocks. I'm with you guys. A lot of the things you're saying I'm probably going to echo. Comes down to about five things for me. O-line play, as Rick said, definitely going to be key. O-line play and also the defensive line play on the other side of the ball, that's going to be huge. Those are components. I mean, it's not just about the offense. It's about the entire team, what they have to do for Jarrett Guarantano to be successful. You need to get stops. You need to get stops when they're available. Balance. I think balance is key. You don't want Guarantano to also have to get out here, like Philly said, try to play in a shootout. I don't want this kid, young quarterback, hasn't got the amount of snaps he probably needs for the weight that will be on his shoulders from the coaching staff and from the fans on Saturday. Josh Smith echoed this week that, you know, I guess it's kind of hard for Quentin Dormady to get into a rhythm when everybody's booing. That is true. It's going to be even harder for Jarrett Guarantano with the state of the program, how apathetic all of the fans are. And I just had somebody text me on the text box that, yeah, it kind of brings some excitement for Butch to throw Guarantano out there, because this move makes people excited when they would be really apathetic going into Saturday. I think a lot of people are still going to be apathetic, and that comes from Q on the text box. But, yeah, balance. Need to get the running game established. Not only do you need to get JFK, John freaking Kelly, going, you got to get Guarantano into a rhythm with his legs. That's the reason why you're putting him out there. He is a dual-threat quarterback. That's the point of all of this. He's better suited for the offense. Get him out there. So balance is going to be huge. Can't just have that kid trying to complete, to go out there and throw 30 to 35 passes. He's not going to win a football game like that. He's balanced. He's dual-threat. That's what it means. Comfortability. Keep him comfortable. That's going to rely on the offensive line. That's going to rely on the players that are around him. The veterans he'll be looking to. He is the CEO as the quarterback, but it will be on John freaking Kelly and other guys on this team to help him out as the game goes along, to make sure that they don't look out of whack, to make sure that they're measured, they're poised. You're as only strong as your weakest link. So comfortability, he needs to be comfortable out there. The coaching staff, Butch, tone it down. You're probably on your way out of here, but tone it down with the overreactions on the sideline. Keep your quarterback comfortable. Keep him in a state of poise and composure. And for the fourth thing, pace. It's all about pace. This kid's not going to win a game that's coming down to he's not going to win a slow game. Of course, everything needs to be slowed down for him, but I think he needs to get into a quick rhythm early, fast, aggressive, out the gate, a lot of no huddle, things like that. Keep him at a good pace. This is a guy that he's an athlete, so as many things that he's trying to focus his football IQ during the game, at the same time you need him to use his athletic ability to get those extra yards, to win those matchups, to win at the line of scrimmage, to win the game. You need him to rely on his athletic ability. And last, play aggressive. Butch, what you got to lose? You should be wanting to throw up 50 to 60 points on these guys if you can. I'd rather probably go play the lottery after the show today and have a better chance of winning that than that happening. But play aggressive, Butch. Trick plays. Catch them on their heels.
Score any way you can.
As Philly said, play outside the box. Do something out of the ordinary on Saturday. You ain't got nothing to lose. Will Muschamp, he's fine. You ain't got nothing to lose, Butch. You can lose your job, but at least go down swinging. At least show you care. Switch it up. Excite some fans. That's what you have to do. Be aggressive. Play to win the football game. Do not play not to lose the game. 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in with us. We're going to go right back to the phone lines and speak with David. David, you're on the drive.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I was sitting here thinking, talking about Garantano. You remember in the Lane Kiffin South Carolina game when Crompton, he came out and he started rolling Crompton out early, right off the gate, started rolling him out.
Yeah, moving the pocket.
The pocket for him.
Yeah.
Didn't let him, because, you know, prior to that, you know, Crompton had took a few sacks. It seemed like once he got sacked early, kind of got rattled. So he came out, got him some confidence early, let him throw, like you said, some short passes, but got him out of the, you know, kept him out of bad situations. Didn't put him in bad situations.
Catered the game plan to his strengths.
Exactly. Now, that's my concern, because I think that's where Butch Jones, he can be a good coach. I think he probably, I mean, he's getting paid millions of dollars. Obviously, he's done something right somewhere. But I think that's one of his biggest problems, guys, is he has a hard time, for some reason, looking at his talent and saying, I need to change because this is my talent. And if he'll get Garantano out there, I think really just let him, like you said, keep him patient, let him roll a little bit, give him some early confidence early, rely on John Kelly, run the ball, use power set, stay inside the hashes, and then let him get settled down and take some deep shots.
Yeah.
Whether they work or not, you got to take those shots. And don't send your shortest receiver out there on your deep routes, Butch, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, David. Really appreciate the call. 865-546-8200 if you want to talk with us. David's right. I mean, I know he agreed with me on a lot of those things, but you gotta play an offense catered to your strengths. I know at the beginning of the season, Larry Scott, he made me happy. He said that, yeah, we're gonna play the players that, you know, that administer to the strengths of this offense. We're gonna play, have a game plan suited for the strengths of our players. Haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen it at all yet. I think Dave was exactly right. Rollouts, Lane Kiffin. And that is why he is a genius as far as offensive coordinator. Yeah. He definitely – Jonathan Crompton was never a great quarterback here. Nobody thought he was going to ever do anything. Now he's in the Canadian Football League. I think he's been a champion, maybe even an MVP over there. But that's what Kiffin did. He came in here. He scouted his quarterback. He saw, hey, he's not that good in the pocket. What does he do best when we move him outside the pocket? A lot of quarterbacks do very well when you move him outside the pocket, move the protection, and they're able to – you know, kind of think on the run, so to say, pun intended, and, you know, think on their feet, use their athletic ability, and they're a little bit more loose when you roll them out like that. So, yeah, I want to see a lot of that in the game. Rely on JFK. Rely on your heavy home run hitters, power sets. And then when you have them on their heels, let that Ferrari, let it go. Let it cruise on down I-90. Let that Ferrari go. 865-546-8200. Quick timeout. Last timeout of the second hour. Take your calls when we return. 865-546-8200 if you want to get on and weigh in on this with us. Jerry Garantano getting the start on Saturday as your Tennessee Vols will be taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks. You listen to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340, FM 101.5, and as always, your live stream powered by Hops and Hollers, a Tennessee bar doing Tennessee things. WKGN app, if you're listening, just getting off work. Chance Collins in for Russell Smith. 5 days, no Russell. 5 days, no Russell.
Bring back triple underscore.
Bring back the triple underscore. If you're listening, Russell. A lot of people wondering where you're at. Reach out to him at RussellTriple_Smith. Excuse me. On the Twitter machine. Oh, man, we've been talking about a lot. Jerry Garantano named your starter for Saturday as Custer had a final stand. Butch Jones digging back into his pocket for one last hurrah. This is the last one. This is the last cat out the bag, as the kids like to say. This is the last one. Garantano does well on Saturday. Hey, probably save some time for yourself. Look at the future. Look at what we're doing. And I can't do a Butch Jones, but hey, yeah, saves some time. If quarterback goes out and plays well, kind of seems conspiracy theory to me. Also to Nathan, Butch Jones' offense. Obviously superior whenever you have a running quarterback. He's had it at Central Michigan. He's had it at Cincinnati. And the success that he's ever had in Knoxville is due to having a quarterback that's a dual threat and having that option to run and keeping the defense honest. Other big news, United States men's national team loses last night. Tough one. Heartbreaker. First time the red, white, and blue, the stars and stripes, will not be present for the World Cup since 1986. Going to continue the coaching search topic. Who you going to get? Who you going to get? It's going to be John Gruden, Mike Leach. Damn well ain't going to be Steve Spurrier. Sorry, J Train. Probably not going to be T Martin either. He's going to have a couple more stops. Although I would like T, but I just know that, hey man, it's Tennessee. It's not going to happen. Up and comer Jeff Brohm, or somebody else that we haven't even thought of. We got a couple questions up at Fox Sports Knoxville. How will the Tennessee offense look led by Jarrett Garantano? Will they look better, look the same, or look worse? Majority of the votes look the same as the popular pick there. Looking at United States men's national soccer and comparing that with the disappointing Tennessee Vols season, we asked you the question, what's a bigger disappointment? The United States men's national team not being in the World Cup, failing to make the World Cup for next summer, or the Vols season? Somewhat of a surprise to me, but it really shouldn't be. This is East Tennessee. This is Vol country. This is Big Orange Nation. Over 80% of the votes going with the Vols season. Bigger disappointment. Other disappointing news, I'm sure, for them, Auburn. Nate's got some breaking news coming out from Auburn, Outside the Lines report by Mark Schlabach. Tell me more, Nathan.
Yeah, sure thing. Outside the Lines reporting that Auburn hired a law firm to investigate allegations that a tutor took a final exam for at least one football player for the Auburn Tigers football team. Now, again, Auburn already under investigation, the basketball team and softball team having a little look at it. This is the first news of the football team being under investigation, though. So, source told Outside the Lines that a mentor in Auburn Student Athlete Support Services Department took an online final exam for a football player. There was a tutor that worked with the mentor that was alleged to have taken this online exam for the student that checked the student's progress and found that the student had a perfect final exam grade only a few weeks into the online course. So this person, this tutor who worked with the mentor that supposedly took this test, reported it to Auburn Compliance and Athletic Department in February. And then in August, this tutor was informed that her job would not be renewed after this. This is the person that reported the test.
The infraction.
Yeah, the infraction, not the person who took the test. So Auburn Athletic Department.
The whistleblower.
Yeah, right. Auburn Athletic Department confirmed that the law firm was hired on August 31st, but said that the statement or that the allegations here were false to Outside the Lines. So I know when I was first telling you that was I misspoke and said that the tutor or the mentor was let go or not renewed, the one that took the test, allegedly. But that's not true. The person who reported it was not renewed, and mentor still at that time, at least, was working with the student.
Auburn, I think it begs to ask the question, what the hell are you doing down there?
Yeah, where's the athletic
what
director?
What are you doing?
Where is the institutional control?
Get it together.
Somebody has to get the reins back on what's going on down there in the athletics department. Obviously hit with the earth-shattering news from Chuck Person being arrested last week in a federal case of bribery and improper conduct with that big NCAA basketball scandal. You got Adidas, Nike, all those guys involved, AAU, Marty Blazer was the whistleblower there. Tough for Auburn. It's not a good look. I think what you said, the fact that the whistleblower was ultimately let go because of reporting these issues, that's not going to be good for Auburn. I'm thinking lawsuit, maybe NDA, some type of non-disclosure, get some settlement out to her, but not going to look good, especially with everything that's going on around the basketball program right now. If I'm an Auburn official down there, you know, I'm the president or I'm the athletic director, this is not what you want, people. This is not what you want at all. This is not what Bruce Pearl wants, you know, taking it back to the proximity for us and, you know, the interest for Vol fans. Bruce Pearl, Buck Pearl, this ain't going to be good. This ain't going to be good. You already got the NCAA sniffing around your program. You already have the federal government, the FBI, sniffing around the program, and now – claims of a tutor or mentor who's taking final exams for football players. Gus Malzahn, you were on a perceived hot seat. You've turned it around this season. Not good for you. Who has the control? Who has it?
Man, Bruce, is Bruce just an unlucky guy? Or, I mean, everywhere he goes, I feel like something's going to fall. And I know he's not involved in this time. It's still around him. You know, that's just... Man, poor guy. Just can't get away from it.
The Tennessee thing, I would say, no, not unlucky. It's your own doing. But this one, even though basketball under investigation too, with this situation, I agree with you and say it kind of sucks for Bruce if, you know, basketball ends up clean and then this happens and develops into more on the softball program too. He's got to be just kind of like shrugging and thinking, what do I got to do? You know, I thought I had my second chance here to be clean, and now the athletic department that I work for ain't clean.
Chance, I feel like, you know, I know you're way more into the basketball world, so that's why I ask, but I feel like we were told that this whole federal investigation was going to be just this huge domino effect. I feel like the story's kind of fallen off. Like, do you know, I heard a lot of more coaches were going to get just, you know, busted out with this. Is that what's going on, or has it kind of fallen off, or where does the story go?
Well, I think it's just, you know, typical business for the NCAA. Big scandals like this come out a lot against programs, UNC in the past, Syracuse. And not only do coaches and programs hope that, you know, people forget about it after, you know, certain people are implicated, they just hope it blows over. Kind of what the NCAA has always done, trying to just let the heat blow over and they'll wait and see. Still waiting on UNC to get some type of punishment. Hour number three, we'll talk about Josh Gordon, his statements against the Baylor football team, helping him pass drug tests, and more. You're listening to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Hour three coming up next.